You were just saying during the commentary, Larry Owen and Billy were with me, you were just saying you're the calmest man in the place. Maybe outwardly calm, but not inwardly calm.
Yeah, well, I wasn't so calm in the first 15-20 minutes, but I suppose when the second goal and the third goal went in, got a little bit calmer. But look, you still know there was a long, long way to go, and you know, half time, I don't know if there was 6 points, maybe 7 or 8, I don't know. But look, the game's not won at that stage. It's just all credit to the players. I can't stress that highly enough, that they're the ones who went out there and performed and really dug in and tried so hard. And you know, they've been a great bunch, you know, to work with, and they're really just into it. And I'm just delighted that they got their rewards today.
Was there anything different in the approach this year, Declan? The fact that you're hurling week in, week out now, the new structure, has that helped?
Ah, that's a massive help for, you know, a dual club. And I know I mentioned it last week, because you know, like, there's it's just hard when you have to down hurdles for a week and then play football and then, you know, on a different sport. And look, I know like Jans and all these other clubs have to do it as well, but it certainly helps, you know, like Jans and ourselves, and the four teams that are in the semi-finals are all strong football teams, and you know, it helps that they're able to concentrate on hurling.
You got great quality ball into the lads inside, and Lenny and Oisín, they're so fast.
Yeah.
And Ricky.
Yeah, look, we spoke about that, and I suppose in fairness to Glenn, they dried up that channel the last day, and like, the lads were on fire against Ferns, and you know, it didn't happen, but look, they were back to the day again. There was some great ball went in, you're right. We're trying to vary your game, and the lads that, again, delivered some great ball. We just spoke about trying to vary your play, because you come too predictable, and you know, teams will work out.
A lot of the lads will get, you know, the goal scorers and the scorers will always get the credit, but we thought James Pair was outstanding today. He does so much work. That's on scene. He got a couple of vital blocks in when St. Anne's were on top, and he was even back at the end there making a block of goal.
Yeah, look, James is, you know, he's a great club man. He's a great man. Like, you know, he's a lovely fella, and just delighted for him. And you know, the likes of Anthony Roach there got ill last year and just came back, and there's ice in that man's veins as well. Like, you know, Johnny Fogarty been on fire all year, and like, he really, really kind of did a good job today, and there wasn't a bother on him, just calm out. And look, that just went through the team today, and those lads are probably they infuse everyone else, of course. Jippo and Kevin, and you know, Alan Tobin has been exceptional, but like, Ricky Fox saved his best for last, and you know, Lenny and Oisín, young man, I go through the whole team today because they were all exceptional.
And you know, you can prepare for a match and you can hope that things go the way you want it prepared, so it was really the perfect response, wasn't it, from the players, the perfect result.
Yeah, like, you know, we've put together patches this year, 30, maybe 40 minutes max against Gorey. We're probably 30 minutes against Ferns. And we just said, look, lads, we're going to need to perform for at least 50 minutes here, or else you're not going to be champions, you know, or win the game, I suppose. You never mentioned the word champions, but win the game. And look, again, they did that. So we just, yeah, they hurled for 50, 55 minutes today, and you can see the results, because they have the hurling, and, you know, belief has probably been chipped away at over the years, but I think they just stayed to the process all year, and you could see the belief building, and you know, the momentum. We're kind of a momentum team, and if we've gone on a bit of a roll, yeah, it's going to be hard.
Because you've been on very good teams there, they've got so close, but you know, these boys will always go down in history now, 43 years later.
Yeah, look, they've been together, the vast majority have been together since they were under 12 and 14, and I don't know, I think Ed Rowson mentioned that 11 out of the team that won the minor 3 in a row were on the field today. Now, you can blame Ed if the stats are wrong on that, but I know they have been together for years, and you know, that doesn't always happen with town teams, and like, we're ever grateful that this bunch came along, and we kind of always suspected that this was the team that was going to do it, and it was going to be a hell of a long wait after if this team didn't do it, because they're, you know, they're primed for it. They have the ability, and they have the talent.
I wouldn't bet against them now in the football now. They're the same guys, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've a good chance, you know, and it's, I leave that over to Anthony Russell to try and deal with
take
that.
A break now.
Absolutely taking a break now, and just enjoy the week, because it's been a long time, and yeah, it's we're just thrilled for the whole club. I mean, again, I said it earlier, that anyone that's ever put their shoulder to the wheel for the Rapparees in any capacity down through the years, like, this is for them, because you can't forget about committees and guys have, you know, been over under sevens and all the way up along, and no matter what they've done for the club, like, their efforts have been appreciated, and I want to recognise them there today.
Congratulations, Declan. Enjoy the celebration.
Thanks, Liam.
Thanks, Declan.